Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Daf Chof, Sota 20a, pagination is 39, starting from the Mishnah about 12 lines from the top. Ad shelo nimchaka hamagila omra eini shosa, if before the writing of Sota was erased into the water, she would say, I don't want to drink. Megilasa Nignezes, we would take the writing of the Parsha of Sota, and we would be gonezit, what we call today Shemos. We would put it aside in a safe place, and that's it. Umenchasam is Pazeres ala Deshen. And we would place her mincha that was being offered into the Deshen area, and we're not actually going to bring it. And you need to understand that what was written up for this woman is not good to be used for another woman. It has to be written lishma for the woman who is currently going through the sota procedure. Mentioned elsewhere is the fact that if she refuses to drink, and we have not yet erased it, that's okay, we'll accept her statement that she doesn't want to drink, but she's going to end up getting divorced, and she does not get a ksuba, because it's her behavior that brought her to this position, and she doesn't want to continue the procedure to clarify, so she would go out without a ksuba. Nimchaka hamagila, once it was erased, va'amra temeya ani, and she agrees that she's indeed Temeya, that she violated. Hamayim nishbachtim, will pour away the water. Umenchasam ispazeres habeis hadeshen. And once again, the mincha, the offering, has a specific way of being placed aside. But we're not going to make her drink it. As we mentioned, this is not intended as a death penalty. If she says she's Tamei, we've clarified her status, and we're not going to force her to drink the water. However, nimchaka hamegila va'amra eini shosa, if it was already erased into the water, and she says, I don't want to drink, she's just not cooperating, then ma'ar arin osa, we force her, o mashkin osa bal karcha, and we make her drink. Says the Mishnah, if she does drink and she was guilty, eina maspekes lishtos, she doesn't even finish the drinking. Achapaneha morikos ve'eneha boltos, her face changes, her eyes bulge, vehimis malas gidin, and her veins are noticeable, vehim omrim, and the people would say, hotzi uha. Take her out, shiloti tamei ho'azara, she shouldn't cause tumma over here, either because of nida, or because she's going to die, but take her out promptly. The Gemara observes that the order of our Mishnah, that she's drinking and immediately her body responds, it's following the opinion that you bring the mincha and then she drinks. Whereas, as we mentioned, the Rambam paskins like the other opinion that she drinks, it doesn't take effect yet until the mincha is brought. In any case, once the mincha is brought, it does take effect. The Mishnah gives us the one exception. Im yesh la zuchus, if she had a merit, haisatola la, it would cause a little bit of an abeyance over here as to the impact of the water. Yesh zuchus tola shana achas, yesh zuchus tola beis shanim, yesh zuchus tola gimel shanim. According to the Mishnah, she would have the effects, ill effects of the water, but she wouldn't necessarily die right away if she had a merit, specifically the merit of Torah study, which we'll get back to in a minute. I mentioned that there's one exception to the water of Sota working. There's actually another exception, which is brought in terms of if the husband is not righteous, if he also has his immoral activity, then the waters of Sota didn't work. And that's why, even though the waters of Sota worked reliably for many years, but at a certain point, while the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, they stopped doing it because the men were not reliable, and therefore the water did not necessarily prove to us whether she acted improperly. It could be she acted improperly, but he wasn't worthy of the clarification because he also had his issues. Towards the end of the Mishnah, we find the statement regarding this theme that Torah can protect. Mikan Omer Ben Azai said, Chayev Adam Lilmod Es Bito Torah, a person should teach his daughter Torah, Shim Tishte, because if she'll drink the waters of Sota, Teda, you'll rest assured, Shazuchus Tola La, that the merit of her Torah study will protect her. Not protect her permanently, but it'll cause it a slower process. She'll live a little bit longer as a result of the Torah. Now, this statement of Ben Azai causes us a little bit of a wonderment. You're going to teach the daughter Torah so that if she's a Sota who's guilty and the waters are going to kill her, Rachmana Litzlan, protect us. This is how we're planning child's education, that she'll become a Sota Chas V'Shalom. So one of the simple ways to understand Ben Azai's statement is a little bit more poetically. If you appreciate how Torah can protect even in a Sota case, then you appreciate the power of Torah. And therefore, you should teach your daughter Torah. Not because the daughter is going to be a Sota, but you can appreciate what would be, and therefore, the power of Torah. Rabbi Lazar argues and says, Kala melamed bito Torah ki'ilu lamda tiflus. On the contrary, it's a bad thing to teach her Torah. It's a negative. And the question is, what's so bad? What's lomda tiflus? He's actually teaching her a bad path in life. So the Gemara, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, explains, ki'ilu lamda tiflus, it ends up teaching her a bad direction. And Rashi explains, shemitocha, because by studying Torah on a limited level, himavina armumis, she gets the sly possibilities of what a person can do to circumvent the system. Va'osa devarea bahatsne, and she does whatever she's going to do in a hidden way so that she's not caught. And it actually ends up teaching her to be elusive and causing her much more problems, which is the concept that's being articulated over here regarding Torah. If a person studies Torah la'asok, intending to toil in it, to be affected by it in a way of sanctity, so then the person becomes elevated. But if they just study the Torah casually to acquire a little bit of merit, but very casually, then they end up being exposed to its system without actually benefiting from absorbing it and becoming a great person. And the result could be a sly person who has not been sanctified and is not in control and has the information to circumvent the system. It follows that on a practical level, what we teach girls and women and how we teach it is colored by this statement on some level. The question is exactly how, but certainly when we study Torah, to study it in a way that brings about sanctity and is not casual, just to know intellectually, so how does the system of Judaism work, but rather lilmod ulalamed, to learn in a way that's lishmar velasos, that we're going to observe it and become greater people because of it. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.